What I think now is that I was kind of hearing the obituary page from the Time Traveler's Weekly. It was all different times mixed together, John Kennedy, then Stephen King. I'd never heard of him, but David Brinkley said he wrote Salem's Lot. That's the book Father Callahan was in, right?
Roland and Eddie nodded.
Father Callahan told us his story. Yeah, Jake said. But what? She overrode him. Her eyes were hazy, distant. Eyes just a look away from understanding. And then comes Brodigan to the Quartet of 19 and tells his tale. And look at the tape counter. They leaned over. In the windows were 1999. I think King might have written Ted's story, too, she said. Anybody want to take a guess what year that story showed up, or will show up in the Keystone world? 1999, Jake said, low. But not the part we heard, the part we didn't hear, Ted's Connecticut adventure. And you met him, Susanna said, looking at her Din and her husband. You met Stephen King. They nodded again. He made the pair, he made Brodigan, he made us, she said, as if to herself, then shook her head. No, all things serve the beam. He facilitated us. Yeah. Eddie was nodding. Yeah, okay. That feels just about right. In my dream, I was in a cell, she said. I was wearing the clothes I had on when I got arrested. And David Brinkley said Stephen King was dead, wo discordia, something like that. Brinkley said he was... She paused, frowning. She would have demanded that Roland hypnotize the complete recollection out of her if it had been necessary. But it turned out not to be. Brinkley said King was killed by a minivan while walking near his home in Lovell, Maine.